Inmiddels is bij ons aan tafel aangeschoven Joost Mulder. En hij gaat in gesprek met Rick Wexler. En als je denkt, hier niet, ja, niet voor de luisteraars thuis, want dat is een beetje raar. Maar de mensen hier in de zaal, als je denkt van waar ken ik die meneer van? Nou, Joost Mulder gaat er even zijn licht op laten schijnen. En Henny, ik hoop dat je er helemaal klaar voor zit met je pen en papier. Want
dit gaat fout.
Eat your heart out, darling. Nou, Joost Mulder, geen gang.
Nou, misschien denken jullie het niet meteen, maar Rick Wexler dacht het wel toen hij in Haarlem liep. En we gaan hem even, ik ga hem vragen hoe het is gegaan. Ik ga over nu op Engels. Rick, you came to Holland. You live in Delft.
I do.
Through the work of your wife, who works for IKEA.
This is true, yes.
And you both had the idea to go abroad, travel through her work.
Yes.
And the first idea of your wife was Japan.
Indeed it was.
If it had been Japan, this story could not have happened. Is that right?
This is very true. It couldn't have happened.
So, Japan was cancelled. Luxembourg and Holland were left.
That's right.
Could you pick up the story here? What happened next?
Well, what happened was that we came here for an exploratory visit. And we never heard from anybody in Luxembourg.
Uh-huh.
And when we got home, the next morning we got a call from Luxembourg to go back there.
Mm-hmm.
So we made a second trip to Europe in about 3 weeks, and we came home, and then offers were made, and we chose here.
You chose Delft?
Yes.
IKEA Delft. Because there was not an IKEA in Haarlem yet at that time, I believe. That was 2004.
Now, there may or may not have been a store, but...
No, it's a relatively new development here.
But she doesn't work at the store. She works in an office.
All right. Okay. So what brought the two of you to Haarlem?
To Haarlem?
On this particular fateful visit.
On this particular day, we during our time here, we like to go around and visit different Dutch cities and to see what there is to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And we've passed through Haarlem on the train many times, but we had never gotten off the train here and wandered around.
Mm-hmm.
And we have friends who have stayed here in the course of doing their work. So we just came up to wander around and have lunch.
And take videos. Because on your website, I saw a video, you as presumably walking through the Gierstraat.
Yeah, not being able to get
across
the
street. Filming girls. That's another parallel with the person.
I don't do that when my wife is around.
Oh, it was your wife who took the video.
No, I took the video. She was
it
around.
It was your wife. All right. Okay.
No,
so.
No. He doesn't know when his wife's around.
So his wife was in the store and he was taking videos of girls.
Well, you were walking through Gierstraat towards Verwulft. Is that right?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. And then you arrived on the Verwulft.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened next? You were struck by lightning, or?
Well, actually, what happened was on the way in, we walked past that corner.
Ah, right. It was before the.
And on the way back, we were going back to the train station.
Mm-hmm.
And we had seen the clock up there earlier, but the first time we saw the clock, it was a clock.
A nondescript.
Nondescript clock.
Right.
And on the way back. Lynn looked at the clock, and
you had had a few drinks.
No, we hadn't. No. If we had a few drinks, I might not have been able to see the clock at all.
Right.
And she looked at the clock, and she says, "Take a closer look at that clock." And I looked at it, and I saw my face.
Right.
So I just was flabbergasted. What is this?
But how did you recognize yourself? Because it's quite an unusual pose, you know, to look at yourself. It's impossible, in the mirror at least.
Well, if you have many pictures on of one yourself, side and the other, you know, I've seen pictures of myself
right.
on the side.
But it was your wife who
it was
recognized
she noticed it first, but mostly I think it was the hairline.
And it blew you away,
oh, yeah.
Resemblance. And then what happened next? You tried to find out.
Well, I took a picture of the clock.
Because you knew it wasn't you.
Well,
I assume.
I didn't think it was me, and I knew it wasn't my brother.
I mean, IKEA is friendly for employees and their partners, but this is ridiculous, putting pictures of them in cities that they visit.
That's yeah, well, there's never been one of me anywhere else.
No.
So I took a picture, and I came home, and when I looked at the picture closely, I saw Eric Cohen's name on there.
Right. Cool.
And the last name on the picture wasn't clear. So I did a Google search just on his first name and initial and Harlem, and I found an address and wrote to him, wondering how did he do this?
Mm-hmm.
And was I a figment of his imagination or whatever?
Yeah.
And so he answered me, and I'm here.
Right. And this is the answer, and there's another part of the answer behind me. We don't want to let you go home empty-handed. So we would like to give you a memento of this extraordinary encounter in the streets of Harlem.
We went to IKEA.
Maybe Eric, wil je het zelf even doen? Because he's the artist behind this. Dat het?
We'd like to offer you
your
own car. And it's really your face and not from the rest of your...
Ja, het zal inmiddels duidelijk zijn dat het over het portret van Jaap Pop gaat op het verwulf. I would also like to point out that you haven't come too early to Harlem, because in the past, below the clock were public toilets, and it was a famous cruising spot for gays.
But that's long ago.
About 20 years ago, I think, but you know. That would have been different, perhaps, with your face above a cruising spot for gays.
And I assume that Mayor Pope wouldn't have liked it too
much
either.
He wouldn't have liked it either, no. So, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you very much, Rick Wexler. En Joost Mulder, bedankt voor het interview.
Hebben we de 9 minuten?
Ja, ruim.
Ja, wordt er geroepen.
Okay. Ja. En ik ga nog even voor de luisteraar thuis uitleggen, voor de mensen die het niet geheel duidelijk is geworden, waar dit nu in hemelsnaam over ging. Ik zal het even kort vertalen. Nou, het was als volgt. Het gaat over de millenniumklok. Die hangt op het verwulft met het portret van Jaap Pop. En deze Amerikaanse meneer Rick Wexler lijkt in ieder geval van opzij heel erg op Jaap Pop. En herkent zichzelf in de klok. Hij loopt nu van het podium af met een klok onder zijn arm, met zijn eigen beeldenis daarop. En we hopen dat we hem daar enorm plezier mee hebben gedaan.